So you've always wanted to be an artist, or you thought, I could never be an artist. Either way, Valerie Hosty will help you learn how to draw. Good morning, Val.
Good morning, Paul.
We talked last week about your upcoming open house. You've been helping people for years now learn how to tap into their artistic abilities.
Yes, I have. I've been doing this for about 15 years now. Did a lot of free college days. People are familiar with that, so...
Being an artist and teaching somebody else how to be an artist, those are two very different things, aren't they?
They're very different. And sometimes people are not good at both.
Mm-hmm, for
it's
sure.
One or the other normally.
Yeah.
But I somehow have got this gift of being able to explain it in a way that others can understand it in a new way.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you help students like Kathy Fortin. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How have you been?
I've been great. Hello, friends and neighbors. You remember me from Council on Aging Travel. Well, I retired, and I met a new friend.
And she's teaching you how to be an artist. Now, did you do any artwork prior to retirement?
In high school, I had an art major, and then I got busy with life, and I got an accounting degree and a business management degree. And I used my left brain for 51 years.
It's so typical. So typical. Did a little bit in high school and then let go and haven't done it since. And I have a lot of students with similar stories as Kathy's.
I walked into Val's front door, wide-eyed and kind of nervous. And Val opened my right brain door. And it was so refreshing, relaxing. A calm atmosphere, and I was completely amazed at what I could do after just a couple lessons.
No kidding. What kind of art do you do?
Well, I'm a master gardener, and I have some beautiful flowers in the garden, and I started with lilies and morning glories, and we used vibrant colors to bring them out, and when I stepped back from my first color pencil painting, I was literally amazed.
Yeah. I met Kathy at Free College Day. And very shortly thereafter, she came in and said, I want to learn how to draw. We started with graphite.
Mm-hmm.
And very quickly after starting with the graphite, she said, I need color. So I do teach both.
Okay.
I teach graphite. For people who want that, and it's there's a basic drawing class that I teach that helps a person close the left hemisphere of their brain and open the right hemisphere of their brain where creativity lives. However, in my studio, you don't have to have any experience or any, there's no stress, there's no expectations, and we take it little step by little step. And first, the very first lesson, people usually... are amazed.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
After the very first lesson. That's one thing. And then if people like to stick with graphite, which is a black and white medium, great. I support that. But if they want, if they're like Kathy and they say, I need color, then we move right into colored pencil painting. A lot of people have been familiar with these coloring books.
Yeah.
That have been become popular.
Sure.
And then they quickly get kind of bored because it's coloring.
Right.
It's just coloring. And in my studio, it's creating. And we use a light box sometimes. If you don't really want to know how to draw every detail, we can use a light box and basically trace it. Mm-hmm. And then the technique, the colored pencil technique is what we focus on. And people are so relaxed. They find a peace in that.
I do. Yeah. I come when I have time and I sit down with my small tote of supplies. And I pull out the sheet of beautiful paper, and I work on a project, and Val drifts through the room and gives each of us a little pointer now and again. And you are working in a room with a few people who are also enjoying the same thing you are. And there's a little soft music in the background. It is just a wonderful, peaceful couple of hours together.
Not stressful at all. You're not standing over. You're doing that wrong. That's not how you do that.
No. It's very non-judgmental.
Right.
Everyone has, by the end, a healthy feeling of accomplishment and a sense of, well, a respite in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because you leave the rest of the world out there. It's a very well-lit studio. It's in my home. So it's comfortable and it's very small classes. Mm-hmm. I use the term class loosely because okay. it may only be a couple of people or six or seven at the most.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds fun. You're going to show this off this weekend. Tell us what's going on Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5 in my studio. I'm going to have an open house for the public to come and see what I do and what it's like. They're invited to come and experiment with all of my supplies, artist quality, colored pencils. Mike Henry is going to be there with his watercolors. Some of the community may know Mike. Mm-hmm. He's a watercolorist popular in the area, and he teaches in my studio as well. And he'll be there to show off his watercolor paints, and you can use his artist quality paints and papers. Yeah. And so we'll have refreshments, and it's a drop-in. Mm-hmm. Come as you are. Just come on over. I'm right across the street from the new Dollar General, which is on Water Street.
For better or for worse, at least it's a landmark, and you can point people there.
That's right. Exactly. Right. But I'm on 13th Street.
Okay.
The address is 29 13th Street here in Port Huron.
All right. And you've got a website?
Yep. Valerie'sArtStudio.com is my website. And there's a way to email me at the website.
Okay.
But if you'd like to call me and talk to me personally, I would love to talk to anyone who is interested in asking anything about this. And if you're not available this weekend, I'll accommodate you otherwise.
There you go.
My phone number is area code 810-334-4774. That's 334-4774.
And even somebody like me who says, I can't draw, I don't have any artistic ability whatsoever.
Right. I would say to you, you haven't been taught. If you have never been taught to read, you would be just an illiterate adult. There's nothing wrong with you. Yep. It's not that you weren't given the gift. You just weren't taught. And so I break it down into little basics, and you learn as you go. If you don't want to learn how to draw and you just want to come and relax with the group and color and, you know, we call it colored pencil painting, that's an option also.
There you go. Become part of the arts community here in the Blue Water area because it is just growing by leaps and bounds, isn't it?
We'd love to see you.
Fun stuff. Yeah. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in, Kathy, and thanks, Valerie. Good luck this weekend with the open house.
Thank you very much.
All right, there you go. 848 here on WPHN.